This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasai with the news headlines first. Nominations being filed today for the upcoming National Assembly elections. Nepali Congress finalizes the candidates for the January 23rd elections. Snowfall and rain affect daily life for people across the country. Meteorological Division says the weather gradually clearing up. And U.S. President Donald Trump threatens to hit 52 Iranian sites of Iran if Iran attacks Americans or United States assets. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has set time to register the nominations of the candidates for upcoming election of the National Assembly set for 23rd January 2020. The Election Commission has set 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. today as the time for registering the nominations. The candidates wishing to nominate for the election should submit one citizenship certificate and invoice of cash deposit as a guarantee amount to the commission. The Election Commission has already set up the office of the election officers in district having the High Court of the provinces. The term of 19 National Assembly members is expiring on March 20, 2020. Among the 19 candidates, 18 will come through election while the president will appoint a candidate following a recommendation of the government. Nepali Congress has finalized the names of the candidates for the upcoming National Assembly election scheduled for 23rd January 2020. Issuing a press note yesterday, the Nepali Congress Central Office Chief Secretary Krishna Prasad Paudel unveiled the names of the nominees for the party for the upcoming National Assembly election. In province number 2, Nepali Congress has formed an election coalition with the Socialist Party with the understanding of taking 2 seats in the National Assembly each. Nepal Communist Party senior leader Madhav Kumar Nepal has said Nepal wants to have balanced relation between both north and south neighbors, addressing a program organized by the Bait Kot municipality of Kanchanpur in reference to Visit Nepal Year 2020 yesterday. Leader Nepal said Nepal should learn from the development of India and China. Senior leader of the Nepali Congress Ramchandra Paudel has said the recent decision in the party must be corrected. Talking to media persons at Bharatpur Airport yesterday, senior leader Paudel said he had not accepted the work style of the party president. He reiterated that the points he raised for consensus must be addressed, which paves a way for unity in the party. Leader Paudel further accused party president Sherbahadur Deoba of acting unilaterally. The Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development, in a press statement yesterday, informed that this year paddy production went down by 1.05% compared to last year. Experts have predicted that a noticeable fall in the rice production this year is likely to beat national economy. Last year, contribution of agricultural sector to the GDP was measured at 27.59%. The Economic Survey of 2075-76 BS had projected the contribution of agricultural sector to the GDP to be around 26.98%. Rice is the staple crop of Nepal and its stake in the GDP is 12%. The government has initiated the construction process of reservoir-based hydroelectricity projects of about 2,000 megawatts. The Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Minister has urged the Finance Ministry to manage the investment for reservoir-based Dudhkosi hydropower project of 800 megawatts and Upper Arun hydropower project of 1,100 megawatts. The ministry sources said the construction of the projects was headed to ensure energy security of the country, as most of the hydropower projects in the country were based on the run of the river. Health and Population Minister Bhanubhakta Thakal has said the government has been mulling to formulate the health policy. Speaking at a program in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Thakal said new health policy was in offing with a provision of restricting sale of liquors and tobacco products around school areas. Minister Thakal also said the recently unveiled education policy has aimed to boost the capacity of school with supporting private schools and making the government school competitive. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
है त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 14-15 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back and again we continue with the rest of the updates. Health and Population Minister Bhanubhakta Thakal has said the government has been mulling to formulate the health policy speaking at a program in Kathmandu yesterday. Minister Thakal said the new health policy was in offing with the provision of restricting sale of liquors and tobacco products around school areas. Snowfall caused with heavy rainfall in high hilly areas of the country has affected the normal life of the people residing there. Snow pile caused by snowfall has obstructed the Paua Bhanjang Road section of the Meiji Highway. People living in those areas are also facing the acute shortage of drinking water. Likewise, snowfall has obstructed all the services of Nepal Telecom in hilly areas of Far West Province, including Doti. Meanwhile, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has stated that the weather is likely to improve from today. The weather pattern was highly affected due to the pressure of the westerly wind from the past few days. A statue of Lord Buddha has been installed at the Trivandrum International Airport. Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Minister Yogesh Bhatra unveiled the statue at the arrival lounge over at the airport amidst a program yesterday. Meantime, Minister Bhatra said after witnessing Buddha's statue at the arrival lounge, tourists felt happy realizing they were in the land of Buddha. Japan has been preparing to take more than 2,000 Nepali migrant workers to Japan. Issuing a notice yesterday, Japan Foundation unveiled the plan of taking 1,000 workers in January and another 1,300 in upcoming March. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. U.S. President Donald Trump threatened to hit 52 Iranian sites very hard if Iran attacked Americans or United States assets following a U.S. raid on Friday that killed top Iranian military commander of Qasem Soleimani and an Iraqi militia leader. Showing no sign of an effort to ease tension in the region, Trump took to Twitter to warn that the U.S. had targeted 52 Iranian sites that some were at a very high level and important to Iran and the Iranian culture, and those targets and Iran itself would be hit very fast and very hard. Trump said the 52 targets represented the 52 Americans who were held hostage in Iran for 444 days after being seized at the U.S. Embassy in Tehran in November 1979. Strong winds have changed direction are hampering efforts by firefighters to contain bushfire in Australia's southeast. Officials said a southerly change with a powerful gust up to 128 km per hour threatened to spread huge fires raising in New South Wales. In the neighboring state of Victoria, Army helicopters have been deployed to evacuate people trapped by the flames. Since September, fires in Australia have killed at least 23 people. More than 1,200 homes have been destroyed and millions of hectares of land scorched. All the much attention has centered on worst hit New South Wales. Every state and territory has been affected. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather reports now. Maximum temperature of 13.2 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 5.4 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Nominations being filed today for the upcoming National Assembly elections, Nepali Congress finalizes the candidates For the January 23rd elections, snowfall and rain affect daily life of people across the country. Meteorology Division says the weather gradually clearing up, and U.S. President Donald Trump threatens to hit 52 Iranian sites if Iran attacks Americans or United States assets. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.